Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Some pastors don't pray enough, don't read the word enough, and they really don't worship. And the Holy Spirit began to say that you are in a place of maintenance as long as you are praying, reading the word, and worshiping. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you ever neglect prayer. Don't you neglect the word. And don't you dare neglect worship. Therefore, the lifespan is extended to the ability to resist. Look at somebody say, resist. Because most believers don't resist. Resist the abrasions of life that are sometimes difficult. We came to honor the man who has exhibited endurance and stability. My topic is the unstoppable chain of God's power. To address the unstoppable chain, I want to use a familiar scripture, which is in Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off. Look at somebody say, throw off, throw off. Throw off, King James says, at the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. But this translation says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Pastor Ford has not simply run a race. He has run a marathon. He will run a marathon of ministry with unrelenting perseverance, setting an example for all of us, not just for the siblings, but for the house of favor, for the community, and for everyone whose life you encounter. He fixed his eyes on Jesus. And in so doing, he became an unstoppable witness. So today, everything before 5786. Look at somebody say, before 5786. Everything before 5786 tried to stop you. It tried to crush you and ultimately destroy you. You're looking at me funny, but everything before 5786, everything before September 23rd tried to get rid of me. Everything before 5786 tried to keep me from getting into my new season. If you ever wonder why you were going through what you were going through, you need to wonder what's in the next season that the enemy doesn't want me to get into. Because if you could ever get out of last season and enter into this season, you'll see why he fought you so hard. Most of us are still trying to figure it out, but all you've got to do is keep pressing your way out of the last season into the new season for what God has for your life. But you made it to another year. What was interesting as I was thinking when talking to the Holy Spirit, he said, you made it to a year of prophetic significance. There are some things that have been prophesied over your life. Back here, while you were way back over here, there were things that were prophesied over here that didn't make any sense to you back here. But because you kept pressing and you kept persevering and you made it on this side, you will see the prophetic significance as to why God spoke it back there so you could get over here. Most of us are in a place where we're wondering, why am I going through what I'm going through? And why? And we want to blame the devil and everything else. But if you don't go through this, you won't be able to receive that God has for you. Had Pastor Ford given up over here, you wouldn't be here today giving God glory. Not only did you make it to a year of prophetic significance, you made it to a year of new beginnings and significance. You made it to a year of enlargement. Not only did he make it to a year of enlargement, you made it to a year of enlargement. Because 5786 is centered around Isaiah 54 and 2 that tells us and commands us to enlarge our tent. Where is it that you've been that's too small? What have you been in too long that's been too small? You need to increase where you are. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you've been in a tight place. And you've been wondering why it's uncomfortable, but it's because it's been too small. Anybody ever had a starter house in their life? Y'all looking at me funny. What's a starter house? One bedroom, one bath, and you walk from the kitchen to the bathroom, you out the door. Starter house. And sometimes they put two bedrooms that should be one, right? Call a starter house, starter apartment. And after a while, you buy some furniture that's too big for the starter house. And you can't get it through the door because it's too small. And you get in a place where you say, I'm cramped now. I got to move up out of this place. And it gets too tight for you. Well, the Bible says in Isaiah 54 and 2 that we need to enlarge our tent. Look at somebody say, what kind of tent? I know you don't have a tent. You fall up now. But you've got a dwelling place on the inside that's ready for you to make bigger than it's ever been before. But because we've settled for the way it is, I heard the Holy Ghost say, you've been settling for the way it is. But you need to look at yourself and say, I'm not settling after today. Oh, I'm coming up out of this thing. Not only do you enlarge your tent in this new season, but he said, tell them that they are to lengthen your curtains. What do you mean lengthen your curtains? It means that everything that actually was too short in your life, because some things have been too short in your life. Your money's been funny. Come on over here now. It's been too short in your life. Too short in your life. You need to lengthen your curtains. You need to stretch some things. When I grew up, they had something called a stretcher. See, me and Tim the same around the same country. See, we from the same country. They had something called a stretcher. I know y'all starch and iron y'all clothes, but during our era, they would take and wet it, starch it, and put it on this thing called a stretcher with all the nails in it. And in order for it to really dry to the fullness and the crease in it, we had to stretch it. And once we took it up off of them nails, we didn't have to worry about it having any wrinkles or folds in it. It was completely straight and stretched. And we didn't have no problems with it. We could hang it for a whole year. We could hang it for a whole year. And it'll be next Christmas, we could take it down. And it's still stretched. So y'all got this polyester stuff going on around here. It's important to know that there's some things that need to stretch in your life. I don't know who this is for, but you need to stretch. Look at your neighbor and say, stretch. Say, I'm prophesying in your ear to stretch. There is more God wants to give you, but you can't receive it because you're not willing to stretch. Stretch. Anybody ever had a problem with one of their limbs? Their joints or their limbs? And every time you go to therapy, hold your hand. Every time you go to therapy, they pulling on you. They stretching you. And then they send you home with stretches to do. And you say, well, when I go back to therapy, I'll do them again. And they know when you get back, you hadn't been stretching. Right? They know you hadn't been stretching. And some of y'all, you go back mad with the therapist because you didn't stretch. What about us? God tells us to stretch ourselves. Stretch your mind. Stretch your ability. Stretch your thinking. Stretch where you are. Come up out of where you are. Stretch yourself. Bring yourself to a place you've never been before and watch God do what he wants to do in your life. Then he says, strengthen your stakes. What does he mean, strengthen your stakes? See, we don't do stakes because stakes go down in the ground. And that means that it has to be down far enough, so that if a strong wind came and adversity showed up, you won't get blown away. most of us, we do not strengthen our stakes. Once you put that stake in the ground, you better strengthen it with the word from God so that whatever adverse thing comes, it cannot move the word of God. Why? Because the word says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand forever. Oh, let me get up out of that. 5786 is a wonderful year. But today, I want to address the unstoppable pastor. Who is an unstoppable leader? An unstoppable leader. We talk about leadership, and I read the poster, and it said, a pastor's appreciation, 31 years of leadership. As an unstoppable leader, it is one that has a life poured out. Your endurance has been seen in your life that has been forged not through your own strength, but through the divine strength of Almighty God. And that unstoppable leader possesses something called an unquenchable fire. His love for the Lord is not fading ember, but it's a constant roaring fire as seen in Romans 5 and 8. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. This is the source of all of that energy that we see. This is the source of all of that direction that we get. This is the source because it comes from the love of God that's in your heart. This unstoppable leader, he possesses what's called an unwavering hand. What's an unwavering hand, Pastor? It's not a hand that's just doing like the beauty wave, but an unwavering hand means he lives out what he preaches. Ecclesiastes 9, that was all right for somebody you didn't know. Amen. I'm going to say that again. He lives out what he preaches. Yeah. Now, I know him as my brother. And you know, siblings usually know each other better than everybody else. And all I know is holiness. Amen. All I see is a life of holiness. And all I know is a man who lives what he preaches. And we do more than preach together. We work jails together. We work counties together. And the world has a way of trying to make you carnal. I'm going to say that again. The world has a way of trying to make you carnal. But when you've been born again, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. He lives out Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest. His hardworking and untiring nature is not based on human strength, but on God's grace. God's grace. I know last year you walked into double grace, but that grace never runs out. He has never let his hand slip from the plow. And not only has this unstoppable pastor had an unwavering hand, he is that unbreakable anchor. His love for his family and his work in the community prove that he is anchored. Now, this is where you really ought to shout. He is anchored in integrity. He's a whole man, serving a whole God, doing a whole work. His longevity, 31 years, proves he's not easily moved. A rolling stone gathers no moss, but a firmly planted rooted tree weathers every storm and provides sustenance for an entire generation. See, I know we like the first part, but you didn't know the last part, did you? I looked up the last part, and it said that you provide sustenance for a generation. There are generations that's coming after you that you'll be able to provide for. This unstoppable pastor. This unstoppable pastor who is forged in love and with an unquenchable fire and works with an unwavering hand and shows us what an unbreakable anchor looks like. pastors, a people that I will call unstoppable people. Now, all the unstoppable people should have applauded. All the unstoppable people should have got happy. All the unstoppable people should have got excited. Because what's on the head always goes down to the body. Because for him to be here for 31 years, there had to be some unstoppable people. And as I was preparing, the Holy Spirit said, talk about the people too. He said the people that's been following him are unstoppable people because they possess the power of perseverance. A pastor can only be unstoppable if the people are also committed to the race. Because if I'm running the race, I need you to run with me. Yes, ma'am. Some of us, we see the past, but we don't see the people. Wrong house. We see the pastor, but we never see the people. If the people don't have the DNA that the pastor has, there's something wrong with that picture. I'm just talking to an unstoppable people. Because unstoppable people are those people who have the characteristics of a man called John, or a woman called Mary, or a woman called Joanne and Susanna, women and men who have followed Jesus to the end. Unstoppable people don't get mad in the middle. Oh, excuse me, get up out of that. They don't get mad in the middle of the fight. They go with you to the fight, and they help you fight. I have 5 brothers. Pastor Ford is the youngest one, and I love him dearly. John's the oldest one. I am the oldest out of everybody. Yeah. I'm my mama's first child. I'm it. I am it. I am older than all of them. Yeah. 7 of us, and I'm the oldest. The oldest. I like you, Grubbs. Grubbs say I do more after I got older than I did when I was younger. I am the oldest, but I have a brother next to me named John. Yeah, John. For 1 week out the year, we share the same age. One week, and I let him be the boss. I let him be the boss for 1 week. And at the end of the week, it's over. And so, yeah, you better burn my fist bumping. And so when I was growing up, me and John were brothers and sisters growing up in West Savannah, in Savannah, Georgia. And I wasn't really a fighter by nature. And I got in a fight on my way home. And I didn't really know how to fight. All I ever knew was how to tell my brothers and sisters what to do. And I could tell you what to do, but I wasn't a fighter. And my brother told me, he said, let me show you how to fight. He went digging and found a stick. So now you take this stick, and you beat that girl till she can't get up. Because if she to get up, I'm going to beat you. And I had to use the stick to beat the girl. But I had to learn how to fight. And what happened was, I didn't get beat up no more. Y'all looking at me funny? I did not get beat. It got so bad until my mama told me if I got in another fight, she was going to put me out. I was on my way to county. Police covered our street. Y'all looking at me like I was born with angel wings. My mama said, I'm not changing my phone number, and I'm not going to jail. And I learned how to control my anger. It wasn't by the law either. But pastors need members who are willing to fight. Yeah. physically and spiritually. Yes! I like that yes back there. Because if you mess with my pastor, mess with my pastor. Oh, it's on now. It's on. And the pastor needs people who are unstoppable and committed to this thing. If we only see you on Sunday, oh, I need a little throat massage. And if we only see you on Sunday, and we can't see you Monday through Friday, something wrong with that. What if the devil tried to attack me somewhere between Monday and Sunday? And you didn't show up for the fight. You wasn't on the wall praying. I need people that are committed to the race. What was interesting with this unstoppable pastor, these unstoppable people, they were committed to the race, but these are the people who stayed. You didn't just attend, you partnered with his vision. Can I see the unstoppable people? Let me see them. You believed that in the tough times and in the good times, you believed that you weren't going to stay in the basement. I know some of y'all ain't here now. You believed that you weren't going to stay on Flat Shoals Road. You believed that you weren't going to have to go up that winding road of Pine Mountain Road. You believed that you were going to one day walk into a building that God was going to give you so you could worship with no problems. And you stayed to see the manifestation of what he's been saying. I call you unstoppable people. You celebrate the man in good times. This is a mark of unstoppable people. The people who supported, oh my God. The people who weren't scared to give their tithes and offerings. The Crossroads for Life members who've lifted their hands, who covered him in prayer and stepped out in faith when asked to plant a seed that didn't make any sense to you. Now, those are unstoppable people. Every now and then, I just need some unstoppable people to shout for me. Because what happens is, when I celebrate him, I celebrate you. And I'm celebrating the fact that somebody kept giving their tithes. Somebody kept giving their offerings. Somebody kept sowing a seed on top of all of that. And then you support it with your attendance. See, I'm not that preacher that's going to come today and fuss at you. I'm going to come and celebrate you today. And then those unstoppable people do something else. They serve. When I say serve, I don't mean you come and dust the church. I mean you turn his sermons into action. You take what he has taught you and preached to you and embed it into your life. You move the ministry from the pulpit to the streets. You prove that the faith preached here is a living, working faith. You prove that everything he said up there will work out there. Because if he told me to do it up there, and I go out there and try it, and it works in my life, you know, every now and then I got to practice. Look at somebody say practice. Every now and then I got to go slap hands on somebody just to make sure that they still get healed. Why? Because the word says we lay hands on the sick and they do recover. Sometimes I got to slap my own knee and say, get right here, because you got to put these heels back on. You can't go around here acting all religious and stuff. You got to do something that's going to work. Look at somebody say, gonna work. Lay hands on the sick. Yes. and they shall recover. Work what he's preached up there. Cast out demons. I know y'all don't like that. Cast out demons. Some demons walked right up in your house and you let them live. You let them live and they didn't even pay rent. You let them live and they didn't even pay a bill in your house. You let them live there. They looking at me funny, sister, pray for me. They let them live for free. Instead of walking through their house going, Sheko reba seto, heba sandoko, hanadabashete, out of here in the name of Jesus. And in case they didn't understand the tongue, all you got to do is say, Jesus. Do it like Jerry. Jesus, 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 Jesus. If you say Jesus too many times, something going to run. You say Jesus enough, something getting up out of here. At the very name of Jesus, demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I grew up in an old sanctified church where all you had to say was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They didn't give me no fancy stuff. They just say Jesus. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, Jesus in the midnight hour. Jesus, Jesus. I'm about to close up in here, but I just want to call on Jesus. I wanted to talk to an unstoppable preacher who pastors an unstoppable people, but the unstoppable results is what we see. I can't pastor 31 years and nothing happens in somebody's life. I need Jesus. Look at somebody say Jesus. This unstoppable pastor has prepared an unstoppable people who've embraced and made progress in an unstoppable kingdom of God. See, it's all right to make progress in the world, but when I make progress in the kingdom of God, things start to change in my life. Things start to work in my life. When I consider the fact that God and God alone is the one who brought me here, I've embraced the unstoppable principles that are preached to me, the foundational truths and the biblical values that have been consistently taught for 31 years. They're spiritual DNA of this church, and they are non-negotiable. Look at somebody say non-negotiable. Oh, we're not negotiating on our foundation. We're not negotiating on who God called us to be. We're not negotiating on what God can do. He's an awesome God. Principles that are proven, principles that are tried, principles that are tested, principles that work whether you believe it or not. These principles taught here have outlasted changing cultures. They've outlasted passing trends, and they've outlasted every economic storm. You know when the world's economy was going this way, but because you embrace the principles of the Word of God, you got a raise when the world didn't get a raise. Your bills were paid when nobody else paid your bills. Oh, you know that when things weren't right, God moved on your behalf. When it didn't look like it was going to work out, God worked it out. This unstoppable pastor has uncovered and mined within each of us. I'm going to say each of us. He came to the House of Favor 5 years for our fifth anniversary. And it was the first time we'd had an anniversary on our fifth year. And on that fifth year, we rented the big church next door to us. Man, we was hot stuff, you know. We rented one of the biggest churches in Savannah to have an anniversary. And Pastor Ford came, and he
He preached the word. Oh, my God, did he preach us. He preached all his suits wet, preached me up off the pulpit, preached me down on the floor. It was so good. When I say it was so good, it was so good. But what was so good about that unstoppable word, my son moved into one of my houses not long ago. And he found one of those DVDs from 5-year anniversary. And he called me and he said, I found Uncle Ford. And he was preaching at the church next door. And he said, oh, it was so good, I played it again. I said, I know there's a God. He said, I put that up so I could play it again and again. I said, well, Lord, I'm so glad we recorded that thing. I'm so glad we put it on a disc that you can play again and again. Because had that word not been preached, he wouldn't have never heard it, and it would never have gotten down in his spirit, man. This unstoppable pastor, you've gone to a place of unstoppable principles, but what you've done is you've opened up unstoppable potential that lives on the inside of these people. When I was looking at Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him that is able to do more abundantly than all we can ask according to the power at work in us. It tells us that in us there's an ultimate potential, but it takes a man or woman of God to unlock that potential that's in you, because you're walking around here with earthen treasure in these earthen vessels, treasure in these earthen vessels, and you don't even identify the treasure that's there. But then God will connect you with the man and woman of God, and they will open up what's on the inside of you and expose the potential that God had locked up on the inside of you. Some of you know that good and well, you wouldn't have known who you were except a man or woman of God spoke into your life, showed you that it was greatness on the inside of you, showed you that it was healing on your inside of you, showed you that there was a preacher on the inside of you, showed you that God put something in you that you didn't even know he put in you, opened it up to the point that you were able to walk out with the knowing of who you are in Christ Jesus. What he put in you is bigger than you. It will never be enough. It will always be bigger than you. The potential that's locked up in you as sisters is greater than you. And the enemy fights you every which way he can to keep your potential locked down. Look at somebody say, locked down. Oh, but I'm coming up out of this thing. I'm coming up out of this thing. I'm coming up out of this thing. I'm exposing everything in me to show you who God called me to be. I'm opening up some stuff on the inside. And I'm no longer bound, but I'm free. Look at somebody say, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Lay your hand on your own belly. Come on, lay your hand on your belly. Say, I release today all the potential that I've received from the heavenly realm, so it can operate in the realm of the natural. Today I'm no longer bound, but I'm free. I'm free in my mind. I'm free in my spirit. I'm free today in my soulish realm. I'm free today. Teko reba seba sonanabosheti. I'm free. I'm free to be who God called me to be. I've got the capacity, not for now, but for the future God's about to bring me into. I used to preach a little bit, but I can preach a long time now. He's increased my capacity on the inside. No longer bound, but now I'm free.
free is free indeed. Whom the Son set free. See, you didn't free me, so you can't hold me. You didn't free me, so you can't keep me. He set me free. Loose my shackles and set me free. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, I tell you, thank you. Echo Rabasico. Shondorobusata. But where I was trying to get to was the unstoppable pastor. He has an unstoppable people, but he's connected to a God that'll give us an unstoppable power, a power of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us. What I like about God, he says, I'm not just going to give you power to lay hands on people, but I'm going to give you power to open up your mouth, call exousia, and speak to some stuff, talk to some things, make some things turn around and move in your life that refuse to go. Use your authority. Do what God told you to do. Move some things. Move some things. There's some things that can move. But God's waiting on you to open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. You're waiting on some people. But I hear God said, tell her to open her mouth. Open wide your mouth in this season and watch God move for you. Watch him do it for you exceedingly abundantly. Above all you can ask or think. He's moving the heaviness. He's removing the burden. He's lifting the weight that's been here too long. God, we tell you, thank you. This day, you will not carry it back home, but you're going to leave it in this place. Your eyes are going to come open spiritually where you're able to see God moving ahead of you, setting some things in order. He's already gone before you and put some things in place, but you're looking to the arm of flesh. But today we cancel the arm of flesh and we move with the arm of the Spirit. God, we tell you, thank you. We bless you for it in this place. We give you glory for it. And we give you honor. And we give you praise. We thank God for the power, that unstoppable power. Power to open blind eyes. Power to heal the sick. Power. Power, Lord. Power. Power, Lord. Power. Power, Lord. Why is she yelling like that? Because I couldn't talk this morning. And we tell God, thank you. Power, thank you for power, God. Power.
Power, Lord.
Power, Lord.
Power, Lord. Power,
Holy Lord. Ghost power. Exousia power.
Yeah.
Dunamis power. God, we tell you, thank you, that it reproduces itself in our lives. I'm through with the unstoppable. I had some more unstoppable, but I feel the Holy Ghost in my sanctified bones. God, I tell you, thank you. Look at Joy shaking her head over there. You feel?
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.